Good evening, everybody. This is Hannah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everybody had a great Sunday. I know I did. I went home, saw my family for the day, had a nice quiet day. And tonight on my show, I have a very special guest with me. Say hello.
Hello, folks. It's me, Isaac.
Isaac is on the radio at this exact time tomorrow.
That's right.
In 24 hours.
Hour to kill.
Yes. That was Look It On Down from the Bridge by Mazzy Star. I always forget to plug this early, so I'll do it now. On the WMFO website, that's WMFO.org, there is a DJ chat room where you can pop on and say hello. So please do. Next song is Andromeda by Wise Blood. Enjoy.
Thank you. some help from Johnny Walker Red. Send the poison rain down the drain to put bad thoughts in my head.
That was Andromeda by Wiseblood, Miss Misery by Elliot Smith, Sweet and Low by Fugazi, and Nude by Radiohead. My mom suggested the Fugazi song. We were listening to it in the car earlier.
Shout out Hannah's mom.
Yes. Entirely unrelated, we just finished watching Twin Peaks, The Return.
We've seen all the official Twin Peaks stuff now.
Everything, yeah. So it was very different than the rest of it. The rest of Twin Peaks, I felt.
The Return, yeah. Well, it's more like, it feels more like his movies than it does the rest of Twin Peaks.
Yeah, and that's kind of holds true with the amount of, like, gore that was in it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because it's on, like, it's no longer on, like, network TV.
Yeah.
So you can, like, yeah, you can get away with a lot more. There's the long stretches of just characters just on the road driving.
Yeah.
Which are, I know he's done multiple, like, road movies, and I've not seen, I think it's Wild at Heart and Lost Highway, and I haven't seen either of them, but I have to assume that.
It's That's just like throughout like thing. The 18 episodes, we probably had like at least like an hour of just driving.
Just driving, yeah. A lot of just almost, yeah, his more experimental side of just.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You don't know what this visual really is, but you kind of got to just feel it.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that never was explained or even referenced again.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's a little, again, I keep referencing back to things that I mostly have just, like, read the Wikipedia article of, but his last, like, movie before The Return, like, 10 years before, was Inland Empire, which was just, like, stringing together random things he shot on his digital camera.
Oh my god.
Like, a crappy digital camera. And so it's very out there. So it seems like there's a little bit of that, because there's some digital camera stuff, and there's some,
yeah,
like, that feel like to me at least, like, just an idea that he had, and he's like, well, this isn't related to Twin Peaks specifically, but we can throw this in, and we'll make it work somehow.
There's a level of, like, and I respect it, but there's a, he has this, like, a high level of, it's my show, so I'm gonna just do this the way I want, and that's good. I mean, that's cool, but then a lot of people, like, are, they have trouble with it, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, that's the main thing with Lynch in general, right? It's the, this is weird for the sake of being weird.
Yeah.
This isn't, you need to focus more on telling the story. And I think that's lame. But also a lot of those are not really criticisms in the sake of, he should change this, and more criticisms in the sake of, this is why I don't like this, and that's completely fair.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have a lot of criticisms of it. So I was making that clear. I didn't like the last episode at all. Really, like, almost nothing about it I liked. It was just kind of like...
I don't know. You can probably say a lot of detail without communicating spoilers. Just
People don't... They're not gonna know what, like, the character, yeah, you know? But, yeah, I just... The use of time was not... How... It's not how I would have done it, personally, if I wrote it. But, yeah.
It's interesting, for sure.
So, our next song, suggested by Isaac, is Black and Brown Blues by the Silver Jews. Enjoy.
Enjoy in a second.
Baby, let's get
I got two pairs of shoes. Darling, you look so beautiful when your hair's all hung. Sometimes I find it really hard to choose between a pair of black and a pair of brown shoes. When I'm high on bad wings, up by the silvery moon, I think of a certain make a move if it can't even bring himself to choose between a pair of black and a pair of brown shoes.
We know what you might be thinking. I have no plans for Friday, March 3rd, 2023. What could I possibly do? Well, you're in luck. You can see your favorite local Tufts bands live on stage at 51 Winthrop. Get ready to listen to the groovy tunes of Roman Barton Sherman, Chowder, Systemic Flow, Huh? Plum Island, and Toolbox. This is a students-only event, so if you're a jumbo, feel free to stop on by. Don't spend your Friday night alone. Come to 51 Winthrop at 7:30 on Friday, March 3rd, and get ready to rock. Be there or be square. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I know I'll be there.
I'll be there. I have not seen most of those bands, I don't think.
Yeah, these sound newer, or at least just like they Tufts weren't performing here before. But yeah, I will be there. I have not been to a on-campus show in a little while. So, yeah.
That'll be interesting. And that's a different venue than usual. So that should be
That's
nice.
True, yeah.
Should be a little more, a little better equipped, I think.
Hopefully the acoustics are fine. Because it's kind of like a studio, like we did Zumba in that room. I did Zumba. You didn't do Zumba. but
it should be good. I'm genuinely, I'm not just reading that because someone's got a gun to my head here at the studio. The e-board's not forcing me to do that. I think that'll be a fun night.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. And I definitely know that I have nothing else going on Friday, so so that was Black and Brown Blues by the Silver Jews and Oh Sweet Nothing by the Velvet Underground. We're almost at 10:40 here, so not a whole lot of songs left, but thank you for listening, and keep listening. This is Julia by the Beatles.
Say it just to reach you, Julia. 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 Ocean child calls me. So I sing the song of love, Julia.
Now you're gone. check my pulse, and so instead my head begs hard to be so. Which part of me writes the dream and which part falls asleep? Who's running the machine? I know there's a full moon every night. When I dress back, it snows white. I know there's a full moon every night. When I dress back. We'll be right back.
I too feel like dancing. That was Julia by the Beatles, No Name Number 5 by Elliott Smith, Maud Gone by Carsey Headrest, and The Sun Goes Down and the World Goes Dancing by The Magnetic Fields.
Had to get a silly one in there before the show.
I like that. That makes me want to go dancing, which I can't right now because I'm wearing a boot on my foot. Anyway, yeah, we're pretty much at the end of the show here. I guess we have a little bit of time. That's like maybe only the second Carsey Headrest song I've ever played on air, which is funny. It's just usually not like on air kind of music for the most part. Maybe I'm wrong.
If it's something that's not in your rotation a lot at the time of selecting a set list, that also affects it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you've been as much in your car seat headrest.
No, I think it's behind me, or maybe it's also in front of me and I'm just in between it right now. But I'm not really listening to much car seat headrest, especially compared to high school. Man.
Yeah, it's a very high school band.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Teens of Denial has a lot of lyrics that feel like it's about college, but it's like high schoolers mostly, like.
I guess, kind of. Like. Yeah, a little bit. Or at least maybe just because of the way that the emotions, like, being portrayed, maybe it's a little high school-y.
Oh, it's definitely. This not as a slight at all. I think it's.
I hope Will Toledo's not listening to this. Okay.
I just mean that, I don't know, it's not a diss, basically. I'm just kind of describing, yeah, that's the emotion.
Yeah. Most people who are close to me know I did have a big car seat headrest moment in high school. And I think I sort of had a big cathartic ending to that when I shot press for a show last spring, almost a year ago now. That was my first show that I did press for, which was a very fun experience. I'm hoping to do Wise Blood this upcoming Sunday, although haven't heard back. So
if you get that, I think that means you couldn't do this show, correct? You'd have to get a sub.
Yeah, I would, unfortunately.
So if it's not Hannah here this time next week, you know what happens.
You know where Hannah is. Yeah. So that's pretty much all I got for this week, but I hope you all have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Isaac, for coming on.
Tune in at 10 tomorrow for
my
show.
You can do this. I know I'll be. Our last song is A Celestine by Yola Tengo off their newest album that just came out, like, a couple weeks ago? Good night.